Cultivating Authentic Universal Energy Podcast. Join us, Lisa Miller-Aces and Michelle Valcastro, as we dive into the vibrant world of energy, intuition, and spirit. Our journey through mediumship, psychic insights, Reiki, and the magic of crystals is not just about exploring the unseen. It's about connecting deeply with the universe and ourselves. Lisa is a seasoned medium and author, and she brings the wisdom of her books, Being Light-Driven and Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within, to life. She teaches us to embrace our intuition safely and joyfully. Michelle, a sensitive intuitive and the soul behind the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center, shares her journey from her spiritual awakening to creating a sanctuary for others to discover and nurture their spiritual gifts. Together, we're more than just co-hosts. We're guides on this adventure into universal energy, sharing our experiences and the transformative power it holds. We are thrilled to invite you to our first ever CARE retreat in Safety Harbor, Florida, this April from the 19th to the 21st. If you'd like to dive deeper with us, you can visit Lisa at tocommunicate.net and Michelle at thevioletbutterflymhc.com. Let's embrace the energy together.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello, Michelle.
So how many podcasts, Lisa, have we started out laughing?
A few, quite a few.
I think so. So super interesting. You know, we've been having this conversation about how crazy the energy has been lately. And so we decided that our podcast, we would talk about how the crazy energy has manifested for the two of us. So as a part of our pre-conversation, I decided that I would pull some cards for us because a couple of decks were sort of yelling at me from my shell. And one of the decks is the Starseed Oracle.
Okay.
And I've pulled from this deck before, and it's like one of my favorites. And then the other one is The Universe Has Your Back. So the first card that I pulled is A New Earth. It's happening. Keep holding the vision. Now, when everybody hears what we have to share with you, you're going to understand why this is like so on point. The next one is Call. Soul Gifts and Training. It's time to step up. Right? And then the third, Breath of the Cosmos. My will to thy will, micromanaging the universe.
Oh, oh right? My goodness. Yep.
All right. I'll keep my other cards for a little bit later. So, Lisa, we were talking about how crazy the energy is, and you had introduced me to a teacher, a podcaster, whatever you want to call him. You want to say a little bit about that,
Lee Harris? His name is Lee Harris, and he's an intuitive that channels the pulse of the energy of the cosmos, so to speak. So he gives a monthly overlook as to things that will be coming up. He channels a group of guides called the Z's, and they come forth with this information that he uses. And he's quite well known. He's written a number of books. He's been out there for a good number of years. And he comes up with the monthly updates, which I shared with Michelle here up on YouTube. You can just see them the first of every month, Lee Harris, and you'll be able to find him.
So one of the things that I thought was really interesting is last month in March, he was talking about jagged energetics was the term that he used. And I don't know about anybody else's experience, but I have definitely been feeling that and experiencing that in a number of ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we take one step forward and three back.
Yeah. So I'll just say from the examples from the Violet Butterfly. We were in the process in March of transitioning our domain from one provider to another. We've been working with someone to help with our website. And I have clearly, I mean, so clearly communicated over the last month and some that this was a short turnaround. My domain expired on March 28th. I wasn't going to have any email after like mid-March. I need help. I need this to move quickly. I'm a small business, yada, yada, yada. Fast forward, we're April 4th. My domain expired. I was able to transition it to the new host. I had to create my own front page and calendar page because the people that I paid, they're not able, for whatever reason, to upload all of the work that they've done. Now we've transitioned not just from these jagged energetics, but now we've transitioned into Mercury retrograde.
Double whammy.
Double whammy. Good news. There's good news here. I did get my email finally figured out after 3 weeks. So if anyone has been sending me emails and you haven't heard anything back from me, I'm not ignoring you. I literally wasn't getting them.
Oh my goodness. And if you knew Michelle, Michelle is a Capricorn. She likes to have everything very organized. She's on top of everything. So this must be like totally getting crazy for you.
So in the very beginning, Lisa, I was losing my mind. I really was. I was so upset about this. And then
how did you calm yourself?
I just sort of had to figure out that I was trying to drive the universe bus again. Right. And I've used this analogy with you before. Like I try to grab the wheel from God and it doesn't work. It never works because it just means that I'm grasping so right. hard. There's no way I can receive because my hands are closed. I'm like this on the wheels.
Wow.
So it really was kind of a like you have to surrender this. So I think it's funny that I pulled this Breath of the Cosmos card that I'm micromanaging the universe.
Right.
I really do think it's more an acknowledgement of the fact that I was able to acknowledge that I was. And I'm where I'm at. I have a very, very rudimentary website that doesn't express who I am and what we do. But at some point I will.
So it'll function at some point.
Yes. People can make appointments. They can find us. A lot of our pages will, if they're following old links, will probably give 404 errors that, you know, they don't exist. But here we are, you know, and I'm looking forward to what this new electronic home is going to look like for the Violet Butterfly.
Right. So you're creating it. It has its cocoon. So it's going to morph into another butterfly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know,
but even then there was downloads too in March. We both experienced downloads in March.
We did. And they were butt kickers.
They were. And I don't usually get my butt kicked that bad. You know, normally I can kind of like, oh, okay, it's this, it's that. But no, they were very intense.
Yeah, normally you do seem to like quickly find your balance. And I know from a couple of our conversations that you ended up having to take a nap a couple of days just to get through the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great example of just because energy in the past has impacted us a particular way, you can't assume that it's going to continue in that same way going forward. That's everything true. Is evolving.
We're different. You'll never have yesterday. It's always going to be different. You yep. have to always check in and rebalance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that we have those tools that we could recognize it. I feel bad for people who don't have anything in place, you know, and they're just like calling their doctor saying something's wrong.
I remember years ago, Anytime we were coming up on a full moon and I wasn't really that dialed in, I would start getting really scattered, really upset, still not like myself. Until I met this one particular friend who was very much into the moon cycles. And I would look at her and say, "What is going on? Like, this is what's happening to me." And she'd be like, "Oh yeah, we have a full moon coming in 3 days." So if you don't have the awareness, you will at some point have the awareness, right? So Lisa and I, we were chatting earlier about different energy exercises and the difference between subtle ones and ones that aren't subtle, right? So the way I've been introduced to energy by my guides in the universe, of course they try subtle, but sometimes you don't always hear or recognize subtle. So sometimes it has to be a more jarring. It has, you know, something that gets your attention. And wow, I just completely lost my thought.
No, but you started to say how they used to have to be really jar you to get your attention.
Right. Okay. And so, and now it's like, okay, to recognize what a download feels like is almost like that period of time where I would get unbalanced because the moon was shifting. Now I know, okay, now look for what might be causing this. If it's not the moon, it's normally a download.
Yeah.
So.
But that goes to show you, like, even with understanding energy as a channel, as we're all channels at some aspect, but as I can relate it, when I was younger and I didn't have the meditation elevation, as I call it, to connect, spirit mm-hmm. always came the same way, but they had to work harder. They had to give me a physical form, a physical being to look at me and to talk to me. And now they just can come through thought and emotion. So they, you know, energy is the same as I relate to spirit. It's the same.
Yeah. So Lisa, you want to chat a little bit about our live podcast attempt?
Oh, well, we've all been having experiences with things that weren't working. We're taking one step forward and three steps back and been guided along how to entertain promoting this retreat that's coming up at this month on the 19th. And part of that has been, you know, okay, we went to an expo and I was first looking at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Gulfport and thinking, well, it's come up before and I haven't engaged in it. And this time I was inspired to engage as Michelle and I, as the podcast and as the retreat. And we were going to do our very first live broadcast there. We were very excited about it. And it's going to go. We figured out how we could technically do it. We had some practice on it. And when the time came to get up there, the mic wasn't working. It was kind of like Charlie Brown and we're going, wah, wah, wah. It was like nothing could be heard. And I don't think, and even the live part on the host for the podcast didn't even come through well. I hope nobody heard it because it sounds like it's chatter from outer space. So that didn't go well. And then these little things when you're putting together an event like the retreat, you know, you're dealing with hotels, you're dealing with other people in the town, things like that. And with the hotel, you know, we told them the dates that we wanted to have rooms available. Of course, you know, there's always something with blocking them, but there is a glitch in their website where it's showing the 19th, which is the first day of the retreat, being totally no rooms available. Because when I talked to the guy again, he goes, "Oh, no, we have like 5 rooms, 6 rooms, this room's available." I said, "But it's not showing on the website." And he goes, "Well, if they call up and mention the care retreat, they can get in." I'm like, "Yeah, but it wasn't communicated like that." So it's like, again, another step backwards. So it's just little things like that. And it just felt like, you know, different times have different conversations with people that they weren't getting what I was trying to say. It's almost like we were invisible and, you know, not speaking. But, you know, I think there's times I have to look back and say, well, was I being clear? Was I being understandable? And then I look at my email and I go, I think it was pretty clear, but it just, It's just like a lot of miscommunications.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So I want to go back to like our live podcast in Gulfport. We even had a backup plan that failed. We were going to do a Facebook Live. We had two sets of mics. So if anybody saw us, both of us had two sets of mics on that would go to two different Apple devices.
Right. Try to see if I have one.
And like literally Facebook Live was like, yeah, we failed. It wouldn't even give
I think
us
it was
option.
Where we were standing in the I think it was where we were standing on that stage. These little tiny mics, they will hook up to your you know, your shirt, and mm-hmm. we had one on each side. One was for the phone for the podcast, and the other one was for Facebook Live. And there was a mic in front of us that was for the people who were in the room.
Yeah.
None of it worked.
None of it. People that were sitting literally 6 feet away from us could not hear us. They just couldn't hear us. I mean, people got up and walked away.
It was a good experience to know what that felt like.
That stunk. How about that?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was an icky feeling to like literally watch people give up and walk away because they couldn't hear what we were saying. We understood that they couldn't hear us, but, you know, lesson learned. I'm not sure exactly what other than detachment from the outcome.
Well, I think the card that you have, which has us focusing on the end result, which was that card that you had picked? I think it might have been the first one or the second one.
Yeah, the first one. It's happening. Keep holding the vision.
This is what we're doing for the retreat. This is what we're doing. It's happening. We keep holding the vision. Every time I ask up, this is it. This is it. You're doing great. And I keep getting the confirmations from spirit. But when I do it in the physical form, the manifestations, it's like one step forward and two steps back. So I'm just going to be really excited to see what ends up.
So here is something that I'm going to refer back to Lee Harris again. In his April forecast, he was talking about, again, this jagged energetics and how some of us might actually feel the shift into a more healing experience during the third week of April. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that the retreat is in the third week of April.
I know. We can't plan that. I mean, we didn't know what he was going to be picking up.
No. So, you know, it's like all of these validations that we've had the faith to follow the breadcrumbs. And we've talked about that before in our podcast, you know, that the intuitive hits. What are you being asked to do? Are you stepping up? Are you taking action? Even if the action doesn't necessarily make sense to you, are you taking that action, following those breadcrumbs, and keeping a vision of what it is that you want?
You have to have the eye on the prize and just keep, you know, taking and at least one action step a day, even if it's a Google search, you know, just one access, one action
Google
step.
Search. What am I doing?
I mean, even like the your website's down, and we had a lot of the flyers out with the QR code to log on, and people can't get onto that. But it's just interesting how that works.
Yeah, well, so at least on a positive note, one of the last ones we put out had yours.
It had it on the top, and then your QR was on the bottom.
On the bottom.
I don't know why I intuitively added it on the top.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, and I believe
but we know
with Facebook, you know, we redirected things just in case.
But we know from doing this type of work for years, who's supposed to be there will be there. And it is meant to be. I mean, I know this on a soul level from doing workshops, watching how people sign up, then they back out, then others come last minute, and how it's meant to be that group of people is there. So it's already orchestrated. It's already done. We just don't know it.
Yeah. Well, and you just had an experience like that this past weekend, right? Where you had all kinds of people signed up, and then the day before you had everyone drop out but one.
Yeah, and then someone came last minute. So, but it was, I knew it was meant to be, so I didn't cancel it. I went anyway.
Oh, but that's the part of showing up. Quite yeah. literally in our spiritual practices, showing up counts.
Right? It does.
And sometimes that's the hardest part, is that whole showing up part.
Well, I think you have to look at it as, you know, what you can do easily. Like, okay, Zoom, you can easily do. If you had to get on a plane, I think I may have looked at it separately, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take it into consideration, but just to make sure that there's something there for them. Because it's about the focusing on the service, not necessarily, you know, what you're going to get from it.
Sure. Yeah. So that kind of like plays into these cards that I drew from the second deck, The Universe Has Your Back. This one, it says, instead of praying for an outcome, I pray for the highest good of all.
Nice.
For all. And a reminder, I am a spirit having a human experience, and I'm here to get closer to love. So that whole idea of service is right up with that. And I do whatever it takes to get closer to consciousness, with a little owl there, you know.
I've had an owl in my around my house early in the morning. I get up very early. Speaking of owls,
yeah.
But they've been cutting trees down their building, and I think these little owls don't have a place to live, so they've been coming around my house, which I love it.
yeah, because you guys have a lot of nice trees around there.
Yeah. So what other crazy things have been happening with you?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll pull a card, too.
Yeah, please. You know what? There's been so much craziness going on. I don't even remember all of it. I know that sounds kind of silly, but no joke, the month of March, I don't even remember. Okay. So I probably wasn't completely present for the entire month with all of the issues that I've had until I got to a point where I was just going to surrender to what was happening. Then I became a little bit more present.
So I took three cards, right? And I used a mystical wisdom deck. That
one has such pretty artwork.
The artwork's from Josephine Wall, and the actual, it's written by Gail Guthrie. So the first one was about taking a vacation and take time for relaxation and adventure. So I think that speaks to, you got to take a step back. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to take a vacation, but it means you've got to take a step back. You can't be aggressive with the things that are going on. It's more like you're taking that relaxation and look at it as it is the adventure, not that you're trying to control it. Yep. The second one, and that was the past one. The present one is cheer up. It says cheer up, live in the moment. So it means, okay, stay present. You got to live in the moment. And then the third one cracks me up. It says go with the flow. Let things happen. So, you think they're trying to tell us something?
Yeah, I think that validates everything we literally just said. Oh, goodness.
So, at any rate, what I've had to do when the energy gets really tough and thick, I have to look around and say, what is available to me in my current environment? And some of the days it's been a little yucky out, so it wouldn't be my normal go-to is to go take a walk near the water, or that always cheers me up and makes me happy. So I've been like, okay, I have crystals here. So I would go to the crystal, and I had been drawn to my selenite stick, and there was certain times where I felt a lot of the pressure on my back. So I would actually stick that selenite stick in the upper part of my pants. So it would just go around the low part of my back. Well, immediately it made me feel better and I started to ground. So as soon as I start to ground myself, then I can take some breaths and then I start to realign and find a thought that makes me feel better. And then I worked on that, and then it was able to come back very quickly. So
nice.
The bottom line is you have to find what works for you. And I always love to incorporate cards because they give us great validations.
They do. So I want to give you a reminder, right, of something that we talked about. So the idea of your selenite helping you to ground and cleanse and align. But do you remember the mudra that we talked about? And I'm referencing a book, which is why I'm looking over to the side here. It's the Kanistha mudra, which is where you're taking your little fingers and you're touching the tips of your little fingers. You are bringing like the rest of your hands into a fist, and then you just relax your thumbs on top. And then you're going to hold that mudra right in front of your solar plexus.
That feels good, actually.
So that helps to ground. That's directing your breath.
Tell me that before. I would have done it. I forgot.
This is one that we played with a few weeks ago, but things have been crazy, right?
Well, I wish I had remembered that.
So I bring this up because, one, I needed the reminder as much as you did. But mudras are some of the tools that we're going to be working with at the retreat, along with the other lessons that we have put together. But mudras are something, along with your breath, that you can do anywhere to help achieve balance.
Do you know what it feels like to me? It feels like when someone has a weighted blanket. You know how they have that weighted blanket and it gives you that comfort? That's what this mudra feels like to me when I put it on my solar plexus.
So that makes sense because it's working with your root chakra, which is your area of comfort and security, right? If you have a root chakra that's well balanced, you have a foundation to build upon. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a sense of security. That's knowing that you have a house over your head, that is, you know, food in your belly. It's the equivalent of that weighted blanket.
Yeah. So gotta love it.
So next time, go to the mudra. Try the mudra.
Sure. I'm good. It's going to reinforce more. I love when you start to guide me through the mudras because they resonate with me, but I have to make sure I can incorporate them into my practice and remember them. So
We're going to have tools. How about that? More tools at the retreat that will help you with those reminders.
Yeah. That's why you're such a good partner to have, because I'm like, this is great. This is fun. But then I was going to forget about it. So you have to keep it in there. Keep it in there for your Pisces friend.
Yes. That explains it. That explains it.
So it's going to be great. We hope that you join us. We will get all these energies together. It's going to balance for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the idea is we really want to show that there's different ways of approaching the same thing. And some tools will resonate with you and some tools may not resonate with you now, but there are a lot of tools to get you down the path, regardless of where you are on that path. You might be a beginner. You might be intermediate. You might be super advanced. You might have been doing this for 20 years. But the idea is that where we are today is different from where we were yesterday, and it's a different place than where we're going to be tomorrow. So
very well said.
If a tool doesn't resonate with you, it may not be that there's anything wrong with the tool. You might be beyond it or not ready to work with it.
How many times have you learned something and put it aside, and then maybe like a year later or 6 months later, you look at it and then it resonates?
Yeah, then you're like, oh goodness, I forgot I had this.
Yeah, exactly. So it's divine timing. You'll be put in front of it when it's necessary. There's a reason for everything. I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. All right. So what I'm hoping for everyone is that you can begin to be more aware of what the energies are doing around you, not so much to understand that they're jagged or they're crazy, but that something is shifting you out of balance. And what tools do you have as an individual to help bring you yourself back to balance?
But here's one thing with that. You don't necessarily want to go back to where you were, because it's bringing you out of balance to transform or to learn to the new you. So we're all shifting and growing in this environment.
Absolutely. So,
like when you go to a gym and you have muscles that hurt, it's like, it's a good pain. So it's like we have these, do you ever hear that reference? It's a good pain to have when you do sit-ups and your abs hurt, you know, but it's not necessarily a bad thing to have a download or to be uncomfortable. It just means that you're shifting and growing. So like Michelle says, you utilize the tools, but the reason I was trying to say is that you don't necessarily want to go back to the way you were. You want to go back to a place of balance, wherever that is for you today.
Yep. That ground center.
That's
that will help bring you to a place that feels more comfortable, even though you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like when I would teach yoga, I would always guide people to, you don't want to go to a place of pain, but being uncomfortable is okay, because sorry, there's an ice cream man going by in my neighborhood.
And you want ice cream?
No, they play the music and then they go, hello.
Somebody's talking to you. I had lawnmowers out here before. I didn't hear your ice cream man. Hopefully you didn't hear the lawnmowers.
I heard the lawnmowers.
You did? I couldn't control the universe. I couldn't tell them not to cut the grass.
Exactly, right? No micromanaging the universe.
No.
All right. So I think it would be really cool if anyone that's hearing our podcast, which we're going to be putting out, you know, sooner rather than later, if you can provide us, you know, some comments back, especially like in the Facebook page, like what kind of things have you been dealing with this crazy energy?
Or on YouTube, you can press the like, subscribe, and give us a comment. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you about your experiences. Leave us a comment below. You can find more information about Lisa and her offerings on her website, the2communicate.net. Michelle's shop is the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center in Palm Harbor, Florida. You can find more information at thevioletbutterflymhc.com, including the online store.